Sabrina's mom came into her room and opened up the blinds. The sunlight hurt Sabrina's tired eyes. It took her a moment to fully wake up, to remember what was ahead of her that day. But once she did, her anxiety kicked in. Her thoughts started to race, and her stomach felt queasy. She worried about the bus ride. When her bestie wasn't on the bus, it was hard to figure out who to sit with. She worried about her math test. Last week, she was moved to the math group that everyone knew was the extra help group. She worried about... Wait, what did my mom just say? Sabrina's thoughts often got so loud she could hardly hear people in the same room with her. Her mom repeated, "You need to get this room cleaned up, please. I've already asked about 6 times this week." Sabrina looked at her bedroom floor and, sure enough, clothes everywhere. Ugh, so much to do all the time. Wait, she was supposed to wear her soccer jersey to school because there was a game that night. But there it was, wrinkled, dirty, and hanging from the bedpost. Totally unwearable. If she asked her mom to wash it, her mom would get mad. She had a lot to do, too. And Sabrina didn't even really like to play soccer, which made it all feel worse. Her stomach hurt. Her head felt like it was underwater. She was hot. It felt like there was a battle inside her body, and she wished everything would just stop. She didn't remember life being this hard before. If this audiobook is going to work, we need to be honest with each other. The truth is important. And the truth is that sometimes life isn't easy. Maybe you knew that. Maybe you knew that because sometimes you have that horrible, upset feeling in your stomach, like it's full or burning or about to erupt. Maybe you knew that because sometimes your thoughts spin like they're on a carnival ride, dizzying, too fast for you to focus, too fast for you to sleep, like hundreds of screams spinning round and round. Maybe you knew that sometimes life isn't easy because sometimes you feel worried. Not just worried about things that might be dangerous, but worried about things that are part of a regular day. Worried about going to school. Worried about playing that soccer game. Worried about not being liked. Worried about feeling worried. When all of those feelings and thoughts swirl together, it's called anxiety. Anxiety makes us feel nervous, fearful, and terribly insecure. Anxiety makes us feel like running away and hiding, and sometimes we really do. Anxiety makes us feel like yelling and screaming, and sometimes we really do. Anxiety makes us feel like not trying anymore, and sometimes, well, you get the point. There you go. That's the cold, hard truth. But that's not the whole truth. There's more. And believe us, you're going to want to hear this more. Anxiety doesn't need to feel so awful. There are ways to transform anxiety so that it actually works for you. The first step in learning how to deal with anxiety is to understand why we're anxious. The moment we can figure this out, the rest takes care of itself. So why are we so anxious? Time for another truth. The main reason we're all anxious is because our superpowers have been zapped. Are you rolling your eyes because we're talking about superpowers? Hold on. We're not saying you have super strength, laser vision, and that you secretly battle villains at night, although that would be cool. We're saying that if you're listening to this, we're pretty sure you are, and if you're human, again, pretty sure that's true, then you have a special set of powers that can supercharge you through life and help you fight stress, worry, and pressure. The problem? No one told you that you had these powers or how to use them. That's where we come in. We've worked with thousands of kids, each one unique, and every single one, without exception, has these skills we call superpowers. These superpowers are hidden deep within us. Sometimes they feel totally non-existent, but they're definitely there. Every single one of us came into this world fully charged with 5 incredible superpowers. Your five incredible superpowers. Superpower number one. You were an explorer. There was a time when you couldn't take a walk without touching the grass, smelling flowers, listening to the buzz of bees, tasting raindrops, and just watching everything. You wanted to be part of it all. But it wasn't just stuff on the outside. You paid attention to what was inside you. You had really big feelings, and whether you were happy, worried, sad, or angry, you weren't afraid to feel and express those feelings. If you felt sad, you'd cry. If you were happy, you'd smile. Like all explorers, you came into the world with the incredible superpower of being present.